Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design programme. I'm Josh Fennett. Now, each episode we take a closer look at a story that we think deserves just a little bit more attention. Today we ask, were we wrong to write off the fashion folks for being trivial? Monocle's fashion editor, Jamie Waters, explains how the industry and people who actually make things emerged as vital contributors in the fight against this current pandemic. Many brands, big and small, have pivoted to make masks and other protective equipment. Here, Jamie Waters makes a case for making things.
The fashion and cosmetics industries have pivoted quickly in response to shortages of antibacterial gel and protective medical gear. Among the first to act was French luxury conglomerate LVMH, which in mid-March transformed its fragrance and cosmetics workshops for Dior and others into hand sanitizer plants. Thousands of companies have since followed suit, using their factories to shift product with a deftness honed over years of hitting tight seasonal deadlines. In France, a WhatsApp group is being used by some 100 fashion brands, big and small, to share tips about how to move from making runway frocks to hospital gowns. In the UK, Burberry has retooled its Yorkshire factory to stitch masks instead of trench coats. In Japan, Fast Retailing, the parent company of Uniqlo, is producing a staggering 10 million masks, while in Milan, Prada, Gucci and the Armani Group are doing similar things. Louis Goulet, founder of Parisian eco-friendly brand Noyoko, says, "I've never seen such solidarity, such determination to help and collaborate between brands." In early March, Noyoko developed a prototype mask overnight and ramped up production at its five workshops in Romania. All are now operating 6 days per week. Its goal is to produce 100,000 washable surgical masks. As is the case with many brands, the items are being donated to medical institutions free of charge, with the company absorbing costs, helped by public donations. "One of the trickiest things," says Goulet, "is acquiring medical-grade materials. The masks must be made from non-woven polypropylene cotton, which is in high demand." The French WhatsApp group helps by sharing information from associations including the Government's Defence Agency and the French Institute of Fashion, Textile and Clothing. As Goulet says, "Everyone has been doing a tremendous job of synchronizing manufacturers and suppliers and sharing the instructions of the authorities. The task is huge," he adds, "but the mobilization of the fashion industry is really impressive."
And our many and sincere thanks to Jamie Waters. He's the fashion editor of Monocle magazine. That was a read from a story that he penned for The Entrepreneurs, our dedicated business magazine, which is available to pre-order now and will be on newsstands and with subscribers next week. And sadly, that's all we have time for on today's show. If you're eager for more design stories, then you can listen to our full-length programme, which airs 8 p.m. Tuesdays London time. You can subscribe to the show so you don't miss a thing either. Today's episode was produced by Mae Lee Evans. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, goodbye.